Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
It's the week ahead on Wisconsin's Morning News. What is going to be in your timeline this week? What are you going to see in the news feed? What will be on the televisions? What will you hear on the radio? What will you read in the paper and online? What could happen this week? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Today is the day. Park and ride lots on the south side are going to be shut down today as the DOT wants to clear out folks who have been living there. Now, as of now, they're not letting anyone in, but we're told that there are some folks still inside those parking lot encampment areas. So we'll see what happens with them later today. Kamala Harris is in Brookfield tonight, again campaigning with GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Their stop is going to be moderated, too, by former WTMJ radio host Charlie Sykes. He will be doing the Q&A later this evening. So here's what you need to know. Harris is landing in Milwaukee a little bit before 6 o'clock, so keep that in mind. Obviously, there's going to be road closures from the airport to Brookfield and back. The event's at 7. She'll be flying out around 8:30. Former President Donald Trump today is in North Carolina. Now, Tuesday's a big day. Early in-person voting begins tomorrow. Is that what you're going to do this year? You're going to do the early
in-person? I think so, just because, you know, I always like voting on Election Day.
Yeah.
I can get the feels, and get your sticker.
You can still maybe get the feels.
Yeah, and the sticker.
The early in-person stuff is, there's usually
super
a line
convenient.
Even still, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay, we'll see what happens. Former President Barack Obama in Madison tomorrow. Governor Tim Walz will also make a stop in Racine. In Waukesha County, big vote tomorrow night. The county board is scheduled to vote tomorrow on a 0.5% sales tax proposal. What will happen? Lots of people unhappy with it, others saying it's needed. You're hearing from both sides of this issue. Tomorrow evening is when that vote will take place. Wednesday, the Milwaukee Bucks kick off their season in Philadelphia. Will this be the year they return to the NBA Finals?
I don't know.
Say,
right?
Say yes.
Yes, all right, fine.
Thank you. Disney will begin rolling out its Lightning Lane Premier Pass at Disneyland on Wednesday. This is the one where you pay $400 and allows you to just skip the line. Just walk up there and go do it. So that is Wednesday. The World Series starts Friday, Dodgers and Yankees. Saturday, the Concert for Carolina, an event to raise money for the victims of Hurricane Helene. It's set to take place in Charlotte. Tons of people are going to be performing on this, including James Taylor, Sheryl Crow, Keith Urban, Bailey Zimmerman, Luke Combs, Eric Church, Billy Strings, Avett Brothers, like tons of people. So this is a sold-out concert. It's going to be live-streamed for $25. So what if you live in these areas that were affected? Should you be paying to see this show, right? Like, that's kind of
unfair. I get
it.
Right.
So they're going to use geo-targeting technology to make sure anyone who's actually in some of these affected areas can watch that show for free. That's nice. In theaters!
There comes a time in every man's life where you have to make a sacrifice.
Eddie, I'm with you to the end.
No! To the end!
Till the end!
Venom! Yes, the Venom, The Last Dance, the third and maybe final installment of the Venom series is this weekend. Also out, I love this, Conclave, which is called a thriller surrounding the selection of a new pope. A thriller surrounding
hey
the
man,
my dad
politics
read the
is
book.
Politics.
He said it was amazing.
Yes. Yeah, sounds like it's good. It's got a powerhouse cast as well. So Conclave, out this weekend.